It's all business. It's all time to get down to business. That's why they call me Gucci, because only the finest, baby.
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you been?
Oh man, pretty good. It's nice. I'm back in Sweden right now, but it's fucking raining outside, man.
Yeah.
I was in Dubai. I was all over the place around there, man.
Right.
I had a lot of business and just old friends to see and talk to and stuff. So, you know, half business, half pleasure. And of course, you know, always trying to find some new fighters for the tournament. But unfortunately, I didn't meet anyone there, and I went to a lot of different like little fighting type events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, they got everything there, man, from pro wrestling, like, you know, mixed martial arts, and then of course there's always the stuff that happens that, you know, there's not the camera for or something. And there was nobody there, but I did get a telegram from a wrestler in the United States,
mm-hmm.
Who comes with a pretty good recommendation. And, you know, I took a look at the stats and, to be honest with you, I don't think anyone will, like, you know, be wanting to see him kick somebody's ass. But I think this guy is good because I think a lot of people are going to want to watch him have his ass kicked, which is, you know, kind of just as good. It's like the other side of the...
No, we need that. We need both things. And, you know, after our interview with Apocalypse Clown, I did a quick search about, you know, this primate match that we were talking about. And I found here from a very good website called pets-animals.blurrit.com. It says the most monkeys are going to be located in Brazil, and I think Brazil might be a good place for us to look into because they already have that kind of culture, that fighting culture down there. Now, you know, if we can't...
Yeah, you're right, man. I mean, it's big down there. But, you know, the thing about Brazil, man, I can only imagine, like, you know, they have the Olympics and the World Cup and all this stuff, you know, going on, like, economic unrest, and their fighters are losing a lot, and I wonder, man, maybe that's like kind of a dangerous place to be working right now.
Well, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. So the other thing I thought of is, if they've got so many primates down there, we might be able to just have send a cargo ship container over there, you know, throw a few primates in there and maybe rent the primate, because if they have an supply and demand, if they have an overstock, can't we just have that primate shipped? What?
Listen, I mean, we were talking today, but can you imagine what a orangutan or a chimpanzee would do to a man in like a mixed martial arts, pro wrestling environment?
Wait, I thought that's what Apocalypse Clown was going to do, right? Didn't he say he was going to wrestle like a...
Well, yeah, but man, listen, dude, we're talking now like business stuff, like putting it together and logistics and venues and stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
Monkeys will still rip a fucking man's face off, dude. Like, in seconds, they'll do it.
Yeah.
They're fucking insane.
I know. I got really excited about that match. I just,
We could make a lot of money. Listen, I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
We could make a lot of money. We could make a lot of money on that fight. Probably more than, we're talking like Mayweather, Pacquiao, levels.
Yeah,
but at the same time, we also would probably be in prison, man. Like, talking like Den Haag or something, like international court. To film a clown to be murdered by a primate whose strength, you know, the muscles, the way their joints are, they can rip a tin can, man.
He seemed pretty confident in his ability to take on a prime. I mean, right, well, look, maybe we just do the thing with the zipper. And the thing is, then, if it's a zipper and a costume, we're going to have to push that card way, or that fight way down on the card. And we're kind of back to square one.
Well, what gets me excited about this clown is that the idea that he wants to fight a monkey tells me that he is actually fucking crazy.
Right. Right.
Like, he's not, you know, he's not like in the makeup, out the makeup. Oh, you know, he's, because we were talking to him, you know, like, is it kind of, who has an interest in making an investment, you know?
Right, right.
He wants this. He wants us to set this up. And that tells me he's crazy. And that's exactly what I think we need.
Okay. Well, be that as it may.
But this is kind of like you're getting into like this. Like, remember the weasels that?
Yeah.
From some time ago, you know.
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, as soon as animals are involved, I mean, hey, this guy, you know, I just my mind kind of ran away from me. But this guy today, we're going to talk to Gucci Rivers.
Yeah.
This is a guy that we could actually have in the tournament, because as much as I love the idea of the monkey match, it really doesn't fit into that 8-man tournament we were talking about.
You talk to him and you're like, this guy is normal, man. You know, he's normal. Oh, he's working. He's a clown. And like, he wants to the monkeys. Okay, well, it's not like the guy's like, you know, crazy with the siren. He's like crazy with like, you know, kind of squinting eyes.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, I look, just last thought on this. What if we rented the primate from Brazil? We put it in a cargo container and we put the clown in there too with a couple of those GoPro cameras, and then we broadcast that as the undercard. I mean,
the sky's the limit, right?
Right.
But I like always think about like zoo fights, which is my favorite. You know, just every animal in the zoo to the death. If we don't care about going to jail or whatever, just put them all in the big, you know, jungle or whatever, and say, okay, one of you is going to be free, and anyone else, and it's snakes against tigers, mm-hmm. whatever the hell,
sure,
you know. But anyway, we can edit that out later. I don't want people hearing about the fight.
No. Well, the craft services bill alone for something like the zoo fight would be outrageous. I mean, some of those animals have really specific diets.
Well, a lion could probably eat, you know, a few thousand dollars in meat within like a single day. So that's probably a, you know, back burner type project.
Okay, great. Let's get Gucci Rivers on the phone. Yes.
Is this a call for Max Tony Gucci Rivers?
Yeah, this is. This is Max Solaris. I'm here with Sven Breakfast, who reached out to you, and we are the HKKA, the Hardcore Kumite Association. We're putting together an 8-man tournament, and your name had come up.
And, well, first of all, Mr. Solaris, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Breakfast as well. Yeah, man, how's it going? Yeah, pretty good. I was just out doing some curls, you know, working on the thighs. Nice.
Mm-hmm. So Gucci, it seems that you have a very deep history with combat.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it goes deep.
Can you elaborate?
Elaborate on the history?
Well, what I'm all about? Well, yeah. Well, what we're doing here is we're putting together an 8-man tournament. We're definitely putting feelers out to combatants across the world. We have unlimited funding. We are prepared to compensate you very highly, but we just need to know.
Well, let me first of all get one thing out of the way here, okay?
Okay.
Only money. All right. Only money. I ain't doing this for money. That's not why I reached out to you guys.
Okay.
Nah, I'm not doing it for money.
Okay.
I was the beneficiary of a very generous settlement several years back. You know?
Okay.
And so therefore, I don't need money. I wouldn't do this for money. You know, if I wanted to do something for money, I'd do HVAC. Not fighting.
Oh. Well, you do what? Yeah. HVAC?
HVAC. Everybody needs it.
What is HVAC?
Let's just say that my, how can I put this to you? Let's just say that a certain very successful man could be in on how to make a killing doing HVAC. It involves aluminum and climate, right? You like that?
What is that, like a home improvement thing? HVAC?
I think it stands for like home vacuum or something. No, oh. Home ventilation
mm-hmm.
control.
I see.
Basically, it's like air conditioning.
Oh.
It's basically like air conditioning.
Oh. Or is that something you're licensed in?
Well, let's just say I, you know, participate in it, and it's therefore the funds being garnered enough in addition to my settlement to mean that I don't have to worry about money. You know, I worry about my training. I worry about wrestling. And there's a whole list of other things. I'm a jet skier, and I'm looking to try to make that sport more famous.
Sure.
You know?
I love jet skiing.
That's a passion. Yeah, me too. So I'm going to, like, you know, I want to make that sport famous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then bodybuilding, you know, I take it very seriously. My fucking God is my Lord of the, my body is the temple, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I worship at the altar of, like, looking fucking tight, you know?
Right.
It's like, yeah, you know what I mean? When you're, like, doing these squats or whatever, and you're like, oh, fuck, Jesus, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, God, and then you're like, this is my prayer right here. That's what, my buddy I work out with down there, he's like, hey, man, well, you're always talking about God while you're, doing your squats. It's like, this is your religion or something, right? So, my body, which is important for a wrestler, Mr. Solaris, might I remind you, ding, ding, hello. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing, though, is, Gucci, between the HVAC, the jet skiing, and pumping iron at the gym,
That's not even half of it. That's not even half of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, when was the last tournament you competed in?
That tournament? I ain't been in a tournament around here before.
What?
Not around the St. Lawrence anyway.
But what about?
I grew up every day was a tournament. But mm-hmm. since I ascended to the echelons following a generous settlement, elevator settlement. I don't do the tournaments, man. I'm a featured performer. You know.
Wait a second. No one can afford. No, I'm sorry, Sven. Didn't you say that Gucci here did hand to hand?
Yeah, I mean, he's I've seen the clips, man. But it's all, like, you know, ballroom type stuff. It's like what you know what I'm saying. Well, you know, like I've been in a lot of ballroom fights. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. That's why. Right. Okay. Great.
That's mainly where I work. So that's what I sent him. You know, tournaments and stuff like wearing a sniglet and stuff like that, man. You know, that's not for guys like me, man.
Well, you could wear what you want. I mean, are you willing to fight a couple times per night, though? I mean, are you doing multiple fights in the bar, or how does that go down?
But I've never, like, oh, you know, everybody. You know, you ever see that movie Bloodsport?
Sure, that's one of our favorites.
Like, yeah, that's like what I do. Is like I find a kumite, so that's why, you know, everyone always said, I was like, what's the best place where I can go that, like, combines, like, all this to, like, a pro wrestling type environment, because that's my real passion, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, Max, this guy has been he's been written up in places.
Uh-huh.
But mainly it's let's say he has the right attitude to make people want to watch him fight.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's what I mean to say is, unattention grabber.
No, I could definitely see that from the pictures that Sven sent me.
You notice the tan I got too, right?
The tan is phenomenal. I mean, this is probably some of the best tanning I've ever seen.
That's something else I do, you know? It's like when I go to the gym, I'm a sculptor. When I go to tanning,
mm-hmm.
I'm a painter. You know, to just just in like a nice deep bronze paint, like if I was a painter with one tube and that tube was bronze. But, you know, the contour, all that stuff, that pops out. Just listen, man. Aside from everything else, you put me on your show, man, you'll get enough views from chicks. Mm-hmm. to trust me. Trust me, you'll be a very wealthy man.
Well, that certainly helps with pay-per-views. The more women we get, we found that they will usually host some sort of a party and then do catering.
Yeah, I'm a DJ, too.
Oh.
So I got that.
We could use a DJ on the show, for sure. We haven't really spoken about the particulars. But again, we're willing to, you know, play whatever music you'd like. We will buy the licensing, not like some of these other promotions. We are willing to lay down whatever we need to get whatever license we need for your walkout.
All right. Well, I got a lot of tracks, man. I play Monkcore.
Monkcore?
Monkcore. Mump.
Mump.
Like the mumps.
Oh, like Mumpcore. No, I'm not familiar with that. Yeah, like it sounds interesting.
It's because of the face when they're into it.
Oh.
Make a face, you know, you like walk into a room, especially like a lot of the bars along St. Lawrence up here.
Yeah.
You know, various places I frequent, and we're like, you know, you go in there and you see a bunch of people, they make a particular face, right? And it looks like they got the mumps.
Yeah.
Just it does for you. It's the St. Lawrence thing. It's getting big. It's getting big soon. But for right now, it's just kind of like in St. Lawrence, and we're like, oh, man. Mump, this shit's gonna go so big. So I'd like to come out to a Mumpcore song for my entrance. And really, you know, when I step in, when I step in the ring, you're talking earlier about HVAC and you DJ and you got Mumpcore going and all this stuff. How can you do it? Listen, when I step to the ropes, man, it's all business. It's all time to get down to business. That's why they call me Gucci, because only the finest, baby.
Oh, that's
only the finest.
Only. I mean, what are your concerns? I know you said you don't do this for the money, but you know,
yeah.
What do we need? What do we need to have backstage there so you're comfortable to be in a? I mean, the event is obviously going to be a 6 to 8 hour ordeal.
Well, you know, basically a tanning bed so I can relax.
A tanning bed.
Yeah, because I can relax. I like them because they're warm. Just like kind of crawling back into the womb or something, you know. I go in there, I feel like I'm in like a Space Invaders or Altered States or something.
Sure.
So that's important to me, to get like sending my chi and everything.
Okay.
Just standard food, anything Kirkland, basically. We got a Costco, down the street, and anything Kirkland, I generally like.
All right.
Yeah. So, like a big thing of nuts, Kirkland, whatever. I'm not particular, man. You know, like, I'm well taken care of. My aunt's husband-to-be treats me well, trains me well, pays me well, you know, gets me into HVAC positioning. All I care about, man, is you got to find me some people that I can fucking wrestle. And, you know, get out of this the barroom kumite scene, because as rewarding as it is, you know, I just need to get out of St. Lawrence.
I don't think that'll be a problem. Sven, do you have any more questions for Gucci?
Yeah, actually, you know, man, so lots of your fights, you're using, like, a lot of wrestling moves, like, you know, not a lot of fighting. When you do, like, a fight in, say, the patio area of a bar or... you know, like the one you had where it was in like an arcade. Like, are you punching or are you going for these moves that like kind of require a grappling structure?
Sure. Well, you know, I got guns, right? I got guns. I'm pretty built, so I find the easiest way to do it. You know, I got a thick skull, so I can take like a couple shots in the face, whatever. Usually, I will, but by the time I take a couple shots, I got my arms wrapped around them, and then it's just bam, you know, a German, bam, a fisherman suplex, bam, a snap suplex, bam, you know, burning hammer, whatever, you know? It's easy. It's easier when you got the assets that have been cultivated by Gucci Rivers to, you know, take a couple of shots and get in there with the wrestling. Yeah, well, that makes sense, man. Yeah, you know, Max, I mean, so... you know, personally for me, he sounds like he has the credentials.
Yeah.
Obviously, the videos are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is that?
Yeah.
It's like a Northern Lights.
Northern Lights suplex, and he seems like you know, whatever, a suplex machine or something.
I think we could definitely work with this, Gucci. I got to ask you, can you give a promo there to the other competitors? You know, we do a lot of video packages, and that's going to be something we're going to want to get out there to introduce you to the world. So can you give us a little taste?
Little taste, all right. Let me see here. Gucci Rivers, named for the finest aunt's husband-to-be, training with the dynasty. Gucci Rivers is sterling gold. And like I said before, like I'll say again, don't forget to get an HVAC from the Gooch Tip on anybody who comes at me with disrespect. You know, I got my empire to protect. All right, that's... How's that?
I think that's fantastic. There's a lot of stuff to work with.
Can I try it again? Did you know what I was doing there?
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic.
That's rapid.
Yeah, no, there's...
That was rapid.
A lot of stuff. There's a lot... The rhyming and... your tag,
yeah,
I think.
I bet you were surprised.
We could, yeah, I was.
You're like, wait a minute,
I wasn't expecting that.
Right?
I mean, when you said jet ski competitions.
Good, rapping.
Yeah, it was great rapping.
You see, good rapper, man.
Yeah, well, we could, again, this is really stuff we could use. All right, so listen, Gucci, me and Sven are going to get going. I want to thank you very much for taking this initial call with us. One of our representatives will be reaching out to you with the proper paperwork and the time and the date of the competition. Right now, it's absolutely top secret, so your discretion is appreciated.
All right, well, I mean, you know, I'm going to be chilling here, man. I got a fight coming up next week. Like I said, you know, I think you guys sound like pretty cool dudes, so if y'all want to come up to St. Lawrence, kick it, you know, try some jet skis or whatever, bring your cameras. You could shoot me, man. We could have like me on the jet ski or something, you know? Like say, hey guys, Gucci Rivers here, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely something we might do. Listen, stay healthy, all right? Because we're planning on having the tournament this year. So again,
all right, Mr. Solaris, and can I also ask one real quickly, Mr. Solaris, Mr. Breakfast, I can expect like a, you know, like some form of like a, you know, a check coming up here like the next like week or two, am I getting paid yet? Yeah, we are going to be sending out, you know, for, I mean, as of the podcast, you are now contracted and everything like that, so you all, yeah, there's compensation coming your way, probably, I'd say like, you know, 2 weeks or whatever, man, but even more to come down the road, of course.
Good to have pocket money, you know, just whatever, fun money.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Gucci, we'll talk to you later. Take care.
Peace.
Yeah.
So it's a
cake, man. Well, I just got confused at the end. He said he doesn't do it for the money. Then he asked us for money.
I mean, come on. He's shit, man. He's full of shit. And then he doesn't have money. He doesn't even know what HVAC is. Huh?
I thought he told me he's an H. He said he's an HVAC and he's a jet ski champion. I thought this guy is I was just really thrown by that. He said he just needs a tanning bed in the backstage area. Which honestly, there might be some weird health risks. We're gonna have to really pull some strings to get a full tanning bed in the back. Because
hey man, listen, we can go and, you know, Sharper Image or something like that and get something cheap and push up.
Yeah, but he's gonna need, you know, but he's gonna need a separate area. I don't want the other competitors saying, "Oh, you know, this guy's let me go in the tanning bed." All of a sudden, we got fights backstage over who's gonna.
That sounds like great heat, man. That sounds like great heat. That's what we want.
It is great.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
This is why I thought this guy would be a good guy to have, because A, he is, you know, he's stupid. B, he is overconfident. He has a big mouth on him. Right? So, and also, you know, he has some good training, you know, he can handle himself, toe-to-toe, so, but, you know, he's the kind of guy who, when the clown destroys his face, people will say, oh, good, I hate that asshole, you know?
Yeah.
This is to build the tournament like a, you know, a composer would build into, you know, the movement of, like, a symphony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the note that this asshole strikes.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, geez, the stuff he's rattling off, it's just, I can't imagine it.
On and on, man. It doesn't stop. He would talk to us for 10 hours like that on the phone.
Yeah, I can't even, if we went to hang out with the guy, I feel like we'd be watching him jet ski and going on house calls to give HVAC estimates. I mean, I can't imagine what the...
Listen, I have a feeling if we went to visit him and the St. Lawrence Seaway, we would end up in kind of, you know, a bar that is like a third of the way full.
Yeah.
And he's up there playing, you know, like some dubstep or something on turntables, trying to make us make these monkey faces. And maybe, you know, maybe end up, you know, like in the hot tub or something with like a, you know, administrative assistant or some chicks, you know, or what they get up there. I'm not saying it wouldn't be fun. Actually, it sounds like a blast to me, but come on, man.
No, I mean, look, this is great because we've actually got a competitor for this thing. And so we just need to find 7 more, and we can relaunch this tournament like we've never launched it before and get ourselves back in the game.
Well, yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, it sounded like he took, like, you know, some exception to Apocalypse Clown, so that's good, you know?
Yeah, once we get all the competitors signed on, we can definitely start filling in the bracket.
Let's see. Next week, I am going to be in Florida.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a road trip from Orlando all the way up through the Panhandle, finish off in Houston for like a week, and basically scout what I can find in, like, you know, the South, or, you know, because there's quite a bit of wrestling happening there, and also like mixed martial arts, stuff like that.
Right.
And you know, I love the bare knuckle underground scene as well. So from that scene, kind of like we found the clown from like the carny circuit scene, you know, and stuff like that. So listen, as far as I'm concerned, then we all these different styles that we are bringing together, as long as it's in like a squared circle with 4 ropes and it's a 1-2-3 for the victory, you know, a pin.
Right.
I don't care what they do, man. I don't care what they do.
Yeah.
They could come out with a crossbow. Mm-hmm. And as long as they have to win at the end, go ahead and do it, man. That's what I call pro wrestling. Just do whatever you can. So, yeah, Rivers, he's, you know, whatever. He definitely spends a lot of time in the gym. He's fairly fit, so maybe he makes it past the first or second round. But, right. And I'll have Skype on my phone all the time, so just... give me advice and you can talk to me whenever. I'm going to be mostly driving and I only have a few dates set up, but in the meantime we are going to have, like, you know, the papers forwarded them to Gucci and like actually get this on the road. So for the interview, I say we pay him like maybe like an iTunes card or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, an Amazon card or like a Red Lobster card. I could just pick up one next.
Yeah, listen. Actually, no, I'm going to need the Red Lobster cards for the trip.
Sure. No, that's. I mean, look, I got plenty in the petty cash. Yeah, I understand.
Because I don't want to blow the money on him at this point.
Well, again, he said he didn't need the money. So, look, if we send him an iTunes card here and there, like an Amazon card. Those are things I could pick up at the grocery when I go pick up lettuce and carrots. So,
I would be fine with actually holding the flight on the moon if we could.
That's something. You know, well, with those space, you know, they're doing that SpaceX flight. That's definitely something we could check into.
Yeah, I mean, unlimited means unlimited, right?
That's exactly what that means.
So, you know, we figure out the logistics of getting people up there and back and safely, and they can breathe and eat and all this stuff. And we can have the fight on the freaking moon. Why not? What you wanna know?